Understanding seasonal trends in water parks. Theme parks, particularly water parks, often experience monthly fluctuations in visitor numbers, with certain months marking peak periods. It's well known that the Golden Week and summer holidays are prime times for park attendance. However, there are notable differences in seasonal trends between the northern and southern regions. For instance, northern water parks may not operate during winter, as few people are inclined to brave the cold for a roller coaster ride in December or January. Consequently, such parks might close during the winter months. Conversely, summer, especially the summer holidays, is undoubtedly a peak season, as is every Golden Week. These patterns are predictable for every park. On a weekly basis, weekends are typically peak times, following a consistent pattern. However, there's a distinction to be made. On non-Golden Week weekends, Saturdays tend to attract the highest number of visitors, while Sundays see a slight dip, reflecting the travel habits of the Chinese populace. During weekdays, excluding Golden Weeks, visitor numbers are generally lower. Golden Week dynamics. The dynamics of Golden Week differ from regular weeks. Typically, the first day of Golden Week sees the highest visitor numbers, with the second day following closely. This trend is influenced by the market reach of theme parks, which generally draw visitors from within a 2-hour drive. While some parks, like Disneyland, attract tourists from further afield, these visitors form a smaller proportion of the overall attendance. For most water parks, the primary market lies within a 2-hour driving radius, allowing visitors to make a round trip in a single day. They can arrive on the first day of the holiday and return the next day. Larger parks or clusters of parks, such as those in Guangzhou Changlong, might require a 2-day visit, extending the peak period. For many, the peak in tourist flow occurs either the day before or the day after, aligning with the Golden Week pattern. Effective. Frequest LanchaWaterpark.com/analysis of the causes of poor management of outdoor water parks. Water park management is crucial in navigating these seasonal trends. Understanding these patterns allows for better planning and resource allocation, ensuring a smooth operation during peak times. For more insights on a LanchaWaterpark.com's analysis of the causes of poor management of outdoor water parks, water park management, visit the provided link.